The Idol of Red Gulch. Sandy was very drunk. He was lying under an azalea bush in pretty much the same attitude in which he had fallen some hours before. How long he had been lying there, he could not tell, and didn't care. How long he should lie there was a matter equally indefinite and unconsidered. A tranquil philosophy, born of his physical condition, suffused and saturated his moral being. The spectacle of a drunken man, and of this drunken man in particular, was not, I grieve to say, of sufficient novelty in Red Gulch to attract attention. Earlier in the day, some local satirist had erected a temporary tombstone at Sandy's head bearing the inscription, "Effects of McCorkle's Whiskey, Kills at 40 Rods," with a hand pointing to McCorkle's saloon. But this, I imagine, was, like most local satire, personal, and was a reflection upon the unfairness of the process rather than a commentary upon the impropriety of the result. With this facetious exception, Sandy had been undisturbed. A wandering mule released from his pack had cropped the scant herbage beside him and sniffed curiously at the prostrate man. A vagabond dog, with that deep sympathy which the species have for drunken men, had licked his dusty boots and curled himself up at his feet and lay there, blinking one eye in the sunlight, with a simulation of dissipation that was ingenious and doglike in its implied flattery of the unconscious man beside him. Meanwhile, the shadows of the pine trees had slowly swung around until they crossed the road, and their trunks barred the open meadow with gigantic parallels of black and yellow. Little puffs of red dust, lifted by the plunging hoofs of passing teams, dispersed in a grimy shower upon the recumbent man. The sun sank lower and lower, and still Sandy stirred not.